From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Leaders from 19 nations and 7 intergovernmental organizations gathered today in Jakarta, Indonesia. They pledged to work together to bring relief to countries badly hit by last month's earthquake and tsunami. The UN estimates the disaster killed 150,000 people. Governments from around the world have pledged nearly $4 billion in disaster relief. And today, delegates also discussed setting up an early warning system for tsunamis in the Indian Ocean. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan today urged donor nations to make good on their pledges and ask for an immediate emergency aid package of $980 million to meet the short-term needs of an estimated 5 million people. What happened on the 26th of December, he said, was an unprecedented global catastrophe that requires an unprecedented global response. At the conclusion of today's summit, Annan said he was pleased with the response so far.
I think for the moment, the world has come together and we are working together. The spirit in the conference and the spirit in the room and my discussions with the leaders who are here leads me to believe that we are responding and there is solidarity and we are going to really make a difference.
The United Nations will now take the lead in coordinating relief efforts, replacing the group formed last week by the U.S., Australia, India, and Japan that helped direct the initial response. U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell today said that group had achieved its purpose and would now, in his words, fold itself into the broader coordination effort. The United States has pledged roughly $350 million for the relief effort so far, in addition to the assistance already being provided by the U.S. military. Secretary of State Powell said today that figure would probably rise as a clearer picture emerged of what was needed where.
The United States has put forward $350 million to this point, but of that $350 million, there's only been a demand so far for roughly a little over 40. And so we will continue responding to legitimate demands until 350 is reached. And if more money is needed at that time, then the President will take it under consideration and discuss it with the Congress to see if more money should be made available.
Conference participants also pledged to help with a tsunami warning system for the Indian Ocean region, similar to the one that now exists for the Pacific, which could give people in coastal areas advance warning of a tsunami. Indonesia is the country hardest hit by the earthquake and subsequent tsunami, with more than 94,000 people confirmed dead. Indonesia's President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono today welcomed pledges made by several Asian nations to make a warning system happen.
And I'm glad to tell you that countries like China, Japan, the Republic of Korea have offered me to assist not only Indonesia but other countries that are vulnerable to the quake and tsunami to build the system that we need.
Today's conference came as health officials warned that tens of thousands of people in the affected areas could die in the coming weeks from infected wounds or waterborne diseases. UN Secretary General Annan urged that donors' pledges be converted into cash quickly. It is, he said, a race against time for many survivors still lacking basics such as clean water, food, and shelter. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.